2024 has been a year of farmer protests across Europe. At the heart of many of these protests is a feeling of unfairness. Farmers deal with unpredictable weather and prices to produce our food, and yet many of them feel that they cannot make a decent living from doing this. They feel that others along the supply chain are making more money than they are, and with a lot less stress. 5 years ago, the EU asked member states to each establish an office to ensure fair practices in food supply chains and transparency in how they operate. Last December, that office got off the starting blocks, and the first Irish agri-food regulator joins me on the line. Good morning, Niamh Lenehan.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm not too bad. You're in Meath. How is Storm Kathleen there?
I am indeed. It's probably not as bad as other parts of the country, but it certainly is. The wind is certainly getting up a bit here in the Royal County, Brenda.
Well, stay indoors. Now, your office is barely 4 months old, and I've just said you're just getting off the starting blocks. But I hear that the mere publication of the unfair trading practices legislation has already had an impact with people checking businesses to see if they're compliant. Is that right?
Well, Brenda, first of all, thanks very much for the opportunity to come on this morning to talk about the work of the regulator and its role within the agri-food supply chain, because obviously the food supply chain is so important for all of us. And just to say very briefly, there's two main functions of the regulator, as you've alluded to there. We're making sure that weaker suppliers or actors in the food chain are not subjected to unfair trading practices that have been set down. I'll explain what some of those in a moment. Mm. But also we're charged with improving transparency by publishing information about price and market data. So just to answer your question in terms of the unfair trading practices and to put it in perspective for your listeners, there are a number of unfair trading practices that have been set out, and among them is payment periods. For example, payment for perishable products within 30 days. There's guards against unilateral contract changes. So a buyer is prohibited from suddenly changing the price or volume or quality standards involved in a contract. Likewise, if a weaker supplier asks for a written contract for their agri-food produce and are not given one, that's a breach of the unfair trading practices. In terms of these unfair trading practices and unfair trading law, it's been in place for a number of years now. So there has been changes in the landscape, including a significant tightening up in terms of payment periods, which, of course, is going to be very beneficial for weaker suppliers in the chain.
Now, am I right in thinking that there's a network of liaison people in the bigger companies now, and those bigger companies have to report annually to your office to say that the legislation, they're complying with the law?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's in terms of the unfair trading law, this is something that's right across the EU. So there are equivalent offices to ourselves across the EU. But also, as you allude to, bigger buyers or more powerful buyers in the food chain are required to liaise with the agri-food regulator. And what that looks like is that they have to have a liaison person, as you've described, to be able to correspond with ourselves. But also they have to submit annual compliance reports. And the first one of those is due in 2025 for the year 2024. So we're busy at the moment ensuring that businesses out there that are involved in agri-food produce and the sale and supply of it are identifying themselves to the regulator so that we can build up relationships with them.
And would you have powers to compel them to give you all that information, particularly when it's sensitive information?
Well, I think there are two things here. So in terms of unfair trading law, there are quite specifically set down in legislation what businesses are required to provide us with. And essentially, it's an overview of how they comply with the unfair trading law, etc. And of course, the agri-food regulator will be on the ground in terms of on-site inspections as well. And I should say that in terms of if there are listeners there in terms of suppliers that feel they may be subjected to an unfair trading practices, they can certainly make contact. I think in terms of the other significant function of the regulator, which is to do with publishing analysis of information about price and market data. So just to explain this to listeners, what we're trying to do is improve transparency along the food chain. So there's a lot of information, as you'd be aware, or relatively more information at a primary producer level. Then we all know how much we pay for food, etc., in the supermarket. So it's those intermediary stages, I suppose, where there is perhaps less information available. And what the regulator is doing is looking at information that's both publicly available and, of course, trying to fill in the gaps then in terms of what's not publicly available through building up a partnership with businesses. And this is a partnership approach, as I've said, and certainly the power that the regulator has is a power to seek information from businesses. And we have been very busy on the ground since January, meeting businesses, listening to them, and indeed building a framework for cooperation through which sensitive and information can be provided to the regulator for appropriate aggregation for the purpose of publishing.
You know, can I talk to you about below cost selling? Because whenever we talk to farmers or their representatives, the one thing that really irritates them is below cost selling in supermarkets. Do you have any control on the discounting there or below cost selling in general?
Well, what the regulator has been asked to do is essentially improve transparency. So we have been asked to look at, for example, how prices are formed, look at how the value in the food chain is distributed. We cannot prohibit below cost selling. That's not within our remit. However, the information that we're hoping to gather in partnership with businesses may actually feed into discussions about below cost selling or feed into other policy decisions if you like. So we are concerned with increasing understanding across the food chain about how this actually works, and as I said, how the value in the food chain is distributed, because everybody has to keep the lights on, if you like, from the primary producer through to processor, etc., through to the retailer. So all of those links are hugely important in terms of our food supply, obviously. And it's understanding those links and how the value is distributed across it is what we've been asked to look at.
And just on vegetable growers, we know the number of growers in the country has collapsed over the last 40 years. And there's a long-standing practice in the vegetable business of consolidators, I suppose a bit like wholesalers, putting tenders out for the suppliers of vegetables. Could your office have a role in regulating this tendering system?
Well, what we specifically we act as a regulator for the unfair trading practices, which are a set of 16 specific practices, and I've mentioned a few there earlier. I think in terms of obviously one particular sector, we are going to be working across the sectors, and I think specifically for the example that you mentioned there in procurement, there's an interesting function of the regulator in terms of the issuing of guidelines which would seek to protect supplier interests, so the interests of weaker suppliers in the food chain. And it does seem like, items like procurement, etc., where perhaps there's not a clear understanding on a broader scale about how that might work. So there is an opportunity for the regulator, and indeed in collaboration and conjunction with the sector, to look at perhaps guidelines in that area which would improve transparency.
And Niamh, just very briefly, if the agri-food regulator is a success, what does success look for you in 5 years' time?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think it obviously a respected organisation with strong foundations. Also in terms of, you know, we're understood to be an organisation that's listening to the needs and circumstances of the supply chain in general. But also that we have built up expertise. And, you know, one of the key activities at the moment is obviously establishing our office and recruiting the skills and everything that we need. But also that information or further information on the food supply chain is out there and that it's evidence-based and accessible on a general level.
Well, Niamh, thank you so much for talking to us and introducing us to your work in the Agri-Food Regulator. And you know what? We'd love when it's up and running a little bit, you come back in to studio to Countrywide and tell us your progress to date. We'd love to hear that. Thank you very much. That's Niamh Lenihan, Ireland's first Agri-Food Regulator.